Environmental groups say the incoming Trump administration could set back their efforts to protect America's land, air, and water. But for many green groups, there's also a silver lining. Money and volunteers have been pouring in since the November election. KUOW's John Ryan has more.
Donald Trump's victory left many environmentalists afraid that the things they care about could get walloped over the next 4 years. Regulations that protect the climate or wildlife could be on the chopping block. Here's the president-elect shortly after his election.
I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important.
After the big defeat at the polls, environmentalists and other disappointed liberals licked their wounds and pointed fingers. But the election also prodded some people off the sidelines and into activism.
It didn't sound very good for me to be sitting on the bench complaining if I'm not doing anything to change it.
Brian Bates in Bellingham called up the Washington Environmental Council. He asked what he could do.
We need more people, myself included, to become involved at the local level.
Green groups in Washington say they've seen a spike in volunteers since the election. They're getting donations from people they've never heard from before. Donations to environmental groups nationally and in Washington state have jumped. They're up 40% locally, according to Earthshare Washington. That's a clearinghouse for donors to dozens of different nonprofits. Other liberal groups, like the local branches of Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union, report jumps in donations as well. Conservative-leaning groups like the Freedom Foundation and the Family Policy Institute haven't seen a big spike in support after the election. Brian Bates is hoping to get a day off from the brewery where he works. He wants to attend a training in Olympia on how to be an effective volunteer. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.